This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. But he warned if diplomacy fails, President Donald Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve their objectives. The comments come as world leaders prepare to come together at their annual summit. VOA's Arash Aravasati has more.
The attack seems to have derailed any hopes of high-level talks this coming week at the United Nations General Assembly.
Nothing's ever off the table completely, but I have no intention of meeting with Iran. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I'm a very flexible person, but we have no intention. It's not set up. We're meeting with a lot of leaders. We have about 15 meetings set up, but Iran is not one of them.
Sunday in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would make its case this week at the UN to keep regional matters local. Arash Aravasati, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump has admitted talking about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but stopped short of saying that they talked about investigating 2020 leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. A Wall Street Journal report says Mr. Trump urged Zelensky 8 times to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. Trump reportedly wanted to know whether a Ukrainian gas company tied to them was going to try to win favors by hiring Hunter while Joe Biden was U.S. vice president. A visiting Afghan Taliban delegation held talks with senior officials in China Sunday to discuss the Islamist insurgent group's now-defunct peace negotiations with the United States. The insurgent visit comes 2 weeks after President Trump had abruptly called off his administration's months-long peace talks, citing ongoing Taliban deadly attacks in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. President Trump joined India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Howdy Modi event organized by the Indian American community in Houston, Texas. VOA's Thaddeus Ahok has more.
Trump and Modi were greeted by cheering crowds in Houston's NRG Stadium on Sunday at a rally dubbed Howdy Modi, while protesters rallied outside. Modi won a landslide victory in this year's election, but critics say that human rights abuses and ethnic violence under his leadership have pushed India on a genocide watch list. Modi introduced Trump to the Indian American community in Houston as the great American president and India's close friend.
Mr. President, this morning in Houston, you can hear the heartbeat of this great partnership.
A beaming Trump praised Modi's leadership. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
The planet appears to be getting hotter, and tackling that peril will grab the spotlight as world leaders gather for the annual meeting at the United Nations. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
To underscore the seriousness of climate change, the UN's World Meteorological Organization issued a report Sunday showing that in the last several years, global warming, sea level rise, and carbon pollution have all accelerated. Climate expert Lena Srivastava says the world needs to act.
We are at risk of crossing several critical tipping points.
But some climate scientists say the report's predictions can be tamped down, and if the world keeps temperatures to the 1.5 degree Celsius goal instead of the 2-degree one, 420 million fewer people will be exposed to heat waves, and 10 million fewer will be vulnerable to sea level rise. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration is backing away from its attempt to cut $4 billion from the amount of foreign aid distributed by the United States. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman explains.
Lawmakers from the Democratic and Republican parties push back, calling the plan an attempt to sidestep the authority of Congress over government spending. A White House official tells VOA that despite President Donald Trump's desire to be wise about where U.S. money is going, it is clear that there are many in Congress who are not willing to join in curbing wasteful spending. Trump earlier in the week said he was considering scaling back an effort to slash foreign aid and would decide on the proposal within days. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.